This is Lil Rampage, and you're listening to Rampage on the Airwaves, the Anne Berlin and Copeland Show. Welcome once again to Rampage on the Airwaves. You just heard March 12 with Telephone, and on this show we've got lined up for you a couple of interviews with Aaron Marsh of Copeland, as well as Stephen Christian of Anne Berlin, of course ahead of the show in Singapore on the 3rd of June with Vertical Rush, which we are playing later on in March 12th, and of course the Firefight at the Pavilion Far East Square. So yeah, as most of you might know by now, Wayne Thunder sadly passed away in his sleep on the 21st of May, and I'm sure everyone is really affected by his passing, and I guess we're not gonna hear him on the show anymore, but I'm sure he'll live on with us. His passion and spirit will continue, and Rampage on the Airwaves will go on like I'm sure he would like us to. So I guess I'll just go into the interview with Aaron Marsh, and right after that Copeland with Pin Your Wings. Enjoy.
Hello.
Hi, is this Aaron?
This is Aaron.
Aaron Marsh from Copeland on the line with me right now. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good as well. What are you up to right now?
I am on my way home from my girlfriend's little brother's preschool graduation. He just finished preschool, and so he had a little celebration for that.
Okay,
he's 4 years old. It was a good time.
So I just wanted to say an advance welcome back to Singapore. How's things been since the last time you played here?
Things have been good. We've been busy, but we're super excited to be headed back.
So how did you like Singapore when you played here back in 2005 for the Bay Beats Festival?
I mean, to be honest, I think that show was my single favorite show that we've ever played. We had a great time, and
seriously,
yeah, 100%. That was first of all, I think that might be the biggest audience that we've ever played for, and it was definitely one of the most energetic audiences. And I mean, it was such a beautiful night, and it's just a beautiful setting for a show. It was awesome.
We're really proud to be number one on Copeland's list, especially for a country as small as us.
Yeah, for sure. We're super excited to come back.
Did you try all the food, and you know, what did you see when you were in Singapore?
That food was good. The food was good. I guess we were coming from Japan at that point, and I'm not real big on seafood, and there was nothing but seafood in Japan, so I was excited to have a little bit more options in Singapore than just sushi in Japan. It was good. We had a great time. The culture is really great, and the country is so beautiful. We were really thrilled to be there.
It's really nice to know that. So you guys are much bigger now than we first played in Singapore in 2005. So how do you think this show will be different?
I don't know what to expect. You know, we've had you know, a nice steady growth of our band, so you know, I'm just looking forward to coming back and spending some more time there. I think we actually get to have a couple days off. I think after we play, I think we have like 3 days off in Singapore. We can just kind of, you know, see a little bit more of the country, and we're a bit hurried last time.
So you're gonna have a look around and show the N Berlin guys around Singapore.
Yeah, that's right.
So you leave in 2 days or so for Japan, and then stopping over in Singapore, and then you're going to Australia. So how does it feel to play such faraway venues?
I tell you, it's a big honor, because to us, just being here and, you know, like we started out with only, you know, the people in our town knowing our music, and, you know, then it got to the point where people just in the Southeast U.S. know our music, and to think that we're, you know, traveling across the world, you know, there's a demand for us, you know, all the way across the world is pretty exciting.
And from a small town, it just expands to, you know, the whole world, and you guys get to play around the whole world.
Yeah, no doubt.
And you guys tour a lot as well. Does this hinder the songwriting process at all?
Yeah. It's good and it's bad, because a lot of times we have ideas on the road, but we can never kind of hash them out, because it's always just too busy and we're too tired. And so I think a lot of like small ideas come when we're on tour, but nothing really gets completed until we're home and can, you know, kind of step back and have a fresh perspective on life and begin to feel inspired.
Since you guys are on tour a lot, how's it like, you know, staying on the road and eating whatever you guys eat? I don't know, Taco Bell, Subway or something?
Yeah, it's difficult to stay feeling good when, you know, a lot of times all you have to eat is fast food, and, you know, there's far worse things. So we have the opportunity to kind of tour around and play music, and at least we have something to eat, you know.
Copeland isn't exactly one of those high-energy bands who you know, like, jumps around and on stage and everything.
Right.
So how do you keep the concert goers captivated and you know, interested in staying for the live music?
Well, I think the most fun for me when I go to shows is just, you know, singing along to familiar songs and singing good melodies and experiencing a, you know, a nice moment, you know, and I think that's what most of our fans are looking for when they come to the shows, or looking to sing along and have fun and not necessarily be captivated by our acrobatics.
So I guess it's all about getting, you know, the right audience, and is that, like, is that hard to achieve, to get the right audience that the other bands are having?
You know what, we probably go a little too overboard with the, you know, trying to pick the perfect audience, because to some extent you have to give people the benefit of the doubt that they're going to be able to appreciate what we do for what it is, and, you know, not expect, you know, us to be jumping around during a slow song. But yeah, we do kind of obsess over, you know, trying to find the perfect tour and the perfect, you know, lineup of bands to, you know, whatever, draw the crowd that will appreciate our music for, you know, what it was meant for. But to some extent, you have to just play for whoever's willing to hear.
Let's move on to a bit of a personal question. Aaron Gillespie of Under Oath and, you know, Matthew Thiessen and even Steven from N Berlin, they started solo projects. So do you think we would see an Aaron Marsh solo project in the future?
Well, I haven't really told anyone about it, but I have been working on something. So this is exclusive news for your podcast. Yeah, I've been working on a solo record, but it's not not what you would think of as a solo record. It's going to be more of a, I'm working with this artist named Carice Medina. She's a photographer and graphic artist. She's going to be doing an art show, and I'm going to kind of do a soundtrack for the art show. It's going to kind of be like some kind of electronic, kind of ambient music, probably half with vocals, half just instrumental. And that's going to be my kind of solo debut, but it's not really a record in the sense of, you know, a pop record. It's more of a background music, kind of artsy pretentious thing. And I'm fully aware that it's totally pretentious, but I don't care, because it's fun.
Yeah, you said it exclusive on Rampage on the Airwaves. Give us a name. Give us a name of something that we can recognize that thing by.
Oh gosh. I haven't picked a name. I was thinking about just having the name Art Show for the record. Art Show.
Dude, that's very creative.
But I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But right now I've been just focusing on finishing up Steve Christensen's solo project, his Anchor and Braille project. I've been working with him on that, playing some guitars and pianos and stuff. So we're trying to finish that up before I start, like, heavily working on the solo record.
On the Aaron Marsh tries to be artsy project thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, you mentioned working on Anchor and Braille, which is Steven from N Berlin's project.
Yeah.
So, how's it like working with him, and, you know, because you guys are from two different bands, and you guys have known each other for some time, and now you're working together?
It's a lot of fun. It's really relaxed. He just brings in a song and lays down the, you know, the basic melody and chords, and just tells me to go crazy, and we bring in some friends to play on it, and it's just totally free, whatever, you know, kind of anything goes kind of project, and, you know, it's really relaxing, and, you know, it's nice to do something that we don't, you know, there's no boundaries, there's no, like, specific Anchor and Braille sound, so we can kind of get away with anything at this point.
All right, once again, Aaron Marsh from Copeland. So what are the future plans for Copeland?
We're doing a U.S. tour with the Rentals it's in the fall, and then I guess we're gonna start writing a new record after that. who knows when we'll start recording, but I guess we'll start recording whenever the songs are ready.
Yeah, okay, good luck with that. Good luck with the tour that you are going on. And, you know, have fun in Singapore. Enjoy the food and everything.
Cool, thanks a lot. I'm excited.
Thanks for talking, taking the time to talk to us, man.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good night.
But you don't think they're right. Hey Amanda, why are you staring at your telephone tonight? Do you feel like turning it off, turning off all of the lights? Well, pin your wings down. If it's ever over now, pin your wings down. Or just take a chance somehow. Hey Amanda, who just stole your heart away this time? And when you're crying on your bed, does it help keep you alive?
MySpace.com/VerticalRush. Of course, the next band is Vertical Rush with Spaceman.
Tonight.
So once again, Anne Berlin and Copeland live in Singapore on the 3rd of June at the Pavilion Far East Square, alongside Vertical Rush, March 12, and The Firefight. You can visit myspace.com/sgannberlincopeland for more information where you can get tickets and everything. And of course, we also have 2 tickets to give away on this show, a pair of tickets to Anne Berlin and Copeland, worth $50, I believe, or so each. And if you want to win those tickets, just send us an email to rampageontheairwaves@gmail.com with the subject heading Rota Space Anne Berlin Copeland, and you know, include all your contact details so we can contact you as soon as possible. I guess that's about it. On the next show, we're putting out a tribute to Wayne Thunder, who has been very, very supportive of our cause, and who just brought the podcast to a whole new level. And I just want to thank him from the bottom of my heart, and I'm sure we all will miss him. So if you guys were friends of Wayne, and you know, if you have anything to say, and if you happen to have a mic lying around, just record a short sound clip of yourself, you know, sending condolences, to Wayne and or his family, and we'll play it on the show and we'll put it together. And rampageontheairwaves@gmail.com. I guess that's about it. We're gonna end the show with Anne Berlin and Ready Fuels, but of course before that, an interview with Stephen Christian of Anne Berlin. I hope you guys enjoy the show, and on the 3rd of June with Anne Berlin, Copeland, and all the rest of them. And we'll see you soon.
This is Steven.
Hey, Steven.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going really, really well. We're all here off break. We've been on tour for the last 3 months, and we had about 14 days off, and so we're just about to hit the road. Actually, we leave at 3 o'clock this morning to head out to fly to Tokyo, Japan, and so we're really, really excited. We've never been there before, so we're really excited.
Yeah, so you leave in 2 days for Japan before stopping in Singapore for the show that we are promoting right now with Copeland.
Right, yep. Yeah, and we've heard that Copeland's been there before, and they said they absolutely love it. So we're so very excited to be going.
Yeah, they were here in 2005, and I saw them live.
It was
really, really sweet.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures from there, and there was tons and tons of people there, and they said that a lot of people were singing along, so that's so cool.
So yeah, anyway, I'm going to do an interview with Copeland later on, so I think we should talk about Anne Berlin now.
Okay, sure. Absolutely.
So hey, how's Anne Berlin been doing lately? I understand that you guys just got off a tour with Bayside and Junzetta and Megan Dia. How was the tour like?
The tour was like my favorite tour of all time. Like, it was so good. Like, all the bands are so good musically, and they're such great personalities, and they're such good people to be on the road with. No rock stars for sure, and so it was absolutely my favorite tour of all time.
So you guys are doing this Asian Pacific tour with Copeland in Japan, Singapore, and of course Australia, and you guys are pretty close to each other, so how did this whole tour happen?
Well, we are close to each other. We actually grew up about 15 miles apart, and so it was almost an obvious choice. We knew we were heading to Australia, and we wanted to take Copeland out to open up for us there, since they had a growing fan base there, and they had never been to Australia. And in the same manner, we had never been to Japan, and they had been there several times, and so, you know, we just felt like it was an easy decision. You know, we were going to open up for them in Japan, and they're going to open up for us in Australia. And so I can't wait. I mean, they're some of my best friends in the entire music business, and I'm an absolute fan of their music.
So it's more of like a co-headlining tour in that, like, not one band is bigger than the other, and you guys are just playing as friends together on stage.
Oh, absolutely.
Is there a line that you draw between En Berlin and Anchor in Braille when it comes to writing songs, and what's the difference between the two bands?
Well, I think that, like, Anchor in Braille type of medium, such as oil or acrylic or watercolor, I think in the same way, Anchor in Braille is just like a different medium for me. You know, it's a different outlet. You know, whereas, like, I, you know, majority of the time I'm playing the keyboard or the piano, and in Anchor in Braille, I really don't, you know, on Amberlin, I don't even bring anything on stage. I don't play guitar or play piano. It's just a different outlet for me. Like, even lyrically, I tackle different problems and different situations in Anchor in Braille. And so, and then also, like, the live show, Amberlin really focuses on energy, whereas Anchor in Braille really focuses on mood.
All right. Stephen, thanks a lot for taking the time out to talk to us, and good luck for the rest of your tour.
Thank you very much.
Where are you guys headed next after Australia?
Next up we leave at 3 a.m. for Tokyo, and so that's when we're taking off next.
And then Japan, Singapore, Australia, and what are you going to do next?
Oh, after that, we're going to go, we have like about 6 days off, 6 or 7 days off, and we head off to the Warp Tour. And then after that, it looks like we will try to go to Europe and then come back. I'm sorry?
So you're going back on the road again after the Asia-Pacific Tour?
Absolutely, yep. I don't think, when you sign up to be in Amberlin, you just don't ever come home. Feels like, you know, we just never stop.
Yeah, I really hope the fall tour happens, because I'm not going to be in Singapore for your show. And so I just hope that you guys come to play in Europe, and I'm in Rotterdam, the Netherlands.
Oh, I hope so too. I really do. I've never been over there, and I'd really, really love to come.
All right. Thanks again for doing the interview. Do you want to say any last words to your fans that are waiting anxiously in Singapore right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I want to say, like, I'm so excited and thank them for, you know, inviting us to come over. That means the world to us. But, and then also, you know, I know we briefly, you know, talked about India and Africa and stuff like that. But I just want to tell every, you know, listener and that, you know, you don't have to go all the way around the world to make a difference. You know, you can make a difference right in your own community, right in your own town. So as long as everyone pitches in and gives and helps, you know, helps the world. That's what matters.
All right. Thanks again, Stephen Christian from En Berlin. Have fun on the rest of your tour, and you know, just keep rocking. Take care.
Oh, thanks so much, man. I hope to see you and meet you very soon.
Just to kill for your dress, good night. Help me to wait on you, hesitate, but through.
Well, Lanny, this show right now was presented and produced by Little Rampage with thanks to John Hems and very special thanks to the Thunder Down Under. Rampage on the Airwaves is protected under a Creative Commons license right now. Some rights reserved, so cannot anyhow steal, okay? For more information, please visit rampageontheairwaves.com.